chapter 12. This is the fourth session, and we finish chapter 12 with verses 14 through 21. And this one is entitled, The Christian in the World. The Christian in the World. This next and last section of Romans is full of directives and imperatives for us to follow. Last week, we studied how we are to love others within the church. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ. The directive to love also applies to the world around us and expands to two more areas of practical Christian practice, humility and harmony. Actually, all three areas, love, humility, and harmony, apply to all our relationships, both in the church and in the world. Our focus this week is on some specific practices applied to the secular world around us. These practices do not come easily to us, being unnatural to our nature. But in Christ, we have a new nature, don't we? So let's read the passage, starting with verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. For those of you that are worried about burning coals, I'll touch on that in a minute. Be patient. It's coming. God's directive to show humility is stated and implied throughout chapter 12. Indeed, it is apparent throughout the entire scripture. You see, history is his story. History is his story. It is the story of God's provision for man from the Garden of Eden to the land of Egypt to the Garden of Gethsemane. It is the story of a God who is both loving and just at the same time and who sacrifices himself in the person of God the Son for a people who are not good and cannot be good of themselves. Indeed, he makes them good by giving them his righteousness undeserved. No other God in the history of mankind lives, loves, and dies for sinful man. This kind of God is unheard of outside Christianity, but it is true. True in the absolute sense. It is absolutely true. Therefore, we have no choice as believers but to reflect a type of humility to those around us, which is radically different from the way individuals in the secular world treat each other. Those in the world are motivated by their basic nature to get what they want from others. Thus, we noted verse 10 last week, show honor to others. This week, we see in verse 17, to give thought or plan to do what is honorable or give honor to those around us. We put them first and ourselves second as we mirror Christ's humility. His humility is demonstrated to the world by the fact of his birth, his death, and his resurrection. He promised to return in glory. We must be ready for his coming, and we must live a life that draws others to him so that they may be ready also. This is a humility that displays Jesus to the world so that they too may hear, see, and believe. And by faith, all of us together bow to him who loves them. Putting another's needs above our own is the essence of humility and leads us into harmony with fellow believers. Let's look at a passage in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, starting with verse 45. Verse 42 to 45. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. He ransomed us, bought us out of slavery to sin, to humble ourselves and serve others. This is the path to harmony through love. Learn to think and love as he does. Realize that humility leading to harmony is a result of his obedience and yours. Now, returning to Romans 12, I encourage you to read verse 14 through 21 again and again. Read it, learn it, practice it until it is incorporated into your life. This contains a confusing passage. In verse 20, we are told to heap burning coals on their heads. Not to be taken literally, this picture is a metaphor or a picture of heaping embarrassment on the head of your opposition as they realize you love them despite their hatred of you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Do not be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. What else can you do? So, Father, indeed, what else can we do other than obey? Overcome evil with good, as you did. This is not our nature, and we have a new nature, but yet the old nature is still there waiting us to motivate us with the wrong motivation, with self-righteous pride. But we realize, Father, that when we're in the Spirit, when we're conforming to your will, we are humble, we are loving, we seek harmony with those around us. What a great opportunity that is. Keep us mindful of this. Keep me mindful of it as well. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.